There was one thing that happened when I was president. Yes, hit the newspapers, or hit the Jewish Chronicle, is when I first started, there was still a bit of antagonism between some people of the Orthodox and some people of the Reform. And when I started, there was a bar mitzvah coming up where the mother was a member of the Orthodox, the father was a member of the Orthodox and the Reform, but the father's family were members of the Reform. And you, as I told you, you read the law on the Saturday and you give segments to various members of the thing. And the father, they're quite wealthy people, always got their own way. And the father told me that there's two things he wants. He wants his father to be called up to read the law as in the most important one. And also, they're having a function in the city hall, but they don't want it to be supervised. Because if it's supervised, the person supervising might tell someone what a surprise the meal is going to be. I thought, God, you know, I got to put up with all this. So I said, look, as far as I'm aware, you've got to have it supervised, but we'll try and be flexible, because also they're having, the city hall hasn't got kosher kitchen, so the all the ovens in the city hall have to be sort of koshered, cleaned, and they're having special pots and pans. Good, I said, but then it's got to be supervised to make sure that everything is okay, because you've got so many people coming, you know, from various strands of the religion. I said, and you know, I've got a problem in that at the moment it's changed because of this. At the moment, the constitution of the Cardiff United Synagogue says that if you're a member of the Reform Shul, you can't be called up. So, which is a terrible thing for the grandfather. But I had people around me who said, this is how it is. He was a member, this is the point, he was a member of the Orthodox, and he left and became a member of the Reform. And he knew that when he became a member of the Reform, he could never be called up in the thing. So, in the end, we had a rabbi visiting that week, and the person who ran the services, who was very right-wing, said the rabbi can't make a presentation. They always present the boy with Kol HaChumash, which is a book of Bible in Jewish and Hebrew. And he said, we're not presenting the boy with a Chumash, and we're not going to have a sermon. So I said, but it's not the boy's fault. It's the boy's big day. What do you want to ruin the boy's day over this? I said, he's got to. So they said, no, as far as we're concerned, no. So I went to see them and I said, look, we've got to do something about this. So I said, I'll tell you what I can do. And I said, I'll arrange for the supervision of the food and everything to be done, and our kosher, the arrange for the everything to be kosher, some rituals, so you needn't worry, done. Someone will go in at 6 o'clock in the morning. The man doing the supervision will go in at 6 o'clock in the morning. They'll clean the ovens. The man who's supervising the food will leave at 9 o'clock. So if you want to do anything extra after nine, it won't be supervised, but we'll accept it. And I said, as far as your father's concerned, he can't be called up to read the law, but I'll arrange for him to be called up to have some other honour, lesser honour. And they said, fine, okay. So then, the day before this bar mitzvah, Friday night, doing surgery, I get a phone call. You've got to come here straight away. I said, I can't go straight. I'm in the middle of surgery. No, you've got to come straight away. I said, what's happened? The family have said they don't want the father to have the special honour. They want him to read the law. And therefore, the senior warden says, if that's the case, I'm not going in to, at 6 o'clock in the morning and to do all this. So I thought, hell. So what happened in the end is I did the presentation. I gave the sermon in the synagogue. And the family, it all went, and also I praised the grandfather. How wonderful it is to see him fit and well, and he survived the Holocaust, and we're pleased to see him, etc., etc. And the family came up and thanked me. He said, thank you very much. You've made the day. You know, it's been a wonderful day. And everyone was happy. Six months later, headlines in the Jewish Chronicle. Shul prevents grandfather from being called up for his grandson's bar mitzvah. And the grandfather had given this whole story to the Jewish Chronicle. Now, A, it was wrong, so I wrote in, but B, the Jewish Chronicle have writers who are syndicated all over the world. Mm. So two of the people who have there actually attacked me personally over this, as if I was the one to blame. There I was trying to smooth things over. And what happened was, when my son went to Australia and he got called up in the synagogue, and they said, "Oh, what's your name?" He said, "Where are you from, Carl?" He said, "You're no relation to that man who refused to let the grandfather." And he said, "Yes." He said, "Well, we feel like shucking you off." So that was quite dramatic. Mm-hmm. That was goes down in history.
Yeah.
But that's changed now. They had to change it because there's so few men, and so through actual what's going on, they had to change the constitution.